Aid worker Kenneth Gluck was traveling in Chechnya when a group of armed men in masks stopped his convoy. Gluck, who works for Doctors Without Borders, was taken by the men and held for nearly 4 weeks in a damp cellar. He was released last month. Gluck says he doesn't know where he was held or why, but he emerged from his confinement relatively unscathed.
In comparison to the treatment of all the other hostages in the past, I was very lucky. I was treated quite well. It was one blow to the head in the first few minutes of the kidnapping, but that was the last time I was touched during the entire 26 days.
Other than that, I mean, were you fed?
No, there were three meals a day. There were even a radio, because I'm somewhat of a news junkie, and I could listen to, they gave me a shortwave radio. We really think that the attitude towards me or the treatment of me improved in somewhere in the second week, because whoever was holding me was getting a lot of pressure from people in Chechen society. The doctors that we've been working with for the last year, we know that they were talking to everybody that they knew in Chechen society, in Russian society, to push for my release and to push for my treatment. It's one of the nice things about the medical community is everybody on all sides of conflicts gets sick. And so the doctors tend to know people on all sides of the conflict and tend to have the respect of people from all sides of the conflict.
Was a ransom paid? Was someone exchanged for you?
No, that's one of the good things. We know that there were not only was no ransom paid, there were never even any ransom negotiations, nor any exchanging negotiations, exchanging me for prisoners. MSF was never contacted during the entire 26 days. We were out contacting everybody we knew in Russia, in Chechnya, to make sure that I was released.
Is your group still operating in Chechnya?
We're temporarily suspended. We're reviewing our options now. We do have to figure out a way to work in which we're going to be comfortable with the safety for the staff. And most important, we will only work in Chechnya like anywhere else in the world if the conditions or access are consistent with humanitarian principles. Aid agencies have to have the ability to work independently. They have to be able to work without armed guards, just so that they're not associated with either of the sides fighting the war. We think that those conditions have to be respected before we can really go back in and work in Chechnya, but we would certainly like to.
You have any interest personally in going back there?
Oh, absolutely. I have a huge number of friends in Russia. I have a huge number of friends in Chechnya, and I would work there again with pleasure in spite of what happened.
How can aid workers still in Chechnya protect themselves from a repeat of what happened to you?
We have to, as much as possible, convey to the different sides in the conflict what humanitarian action is, that humanitarian actors are neutral. We're not coming from one side in the conflict. Just as an American, I'm not representing the U.S. government. We're representing a group which is trying to help civilians in the conflict. It's also important for us to remember that we do take risks. As Doctors Without Borders, other agencies take risks because we work in conflict areas. But the risks that people inside Chechnya are taking, that doctors and nurses who make it through checkpoints to hospitals every day, the risks they're taking are much, much greater than anything we face. So to overly focus on the risks of the expatriate workers like myself is really, it's almost embarrassing given the huge problems that are faced by doctors and nurses in all the conflicts we work in, whether it be Chechnya or Sri Lanka.
Kenneth Gluck is with Doctors Without Borders.